Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're visiting this morning with Mitch Wiley, who's the laboratory director for Cass Health. Mitch, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm guessing the last year and a half or so has been a busy time in the laboratory.
It definitely has. It definitely has. We keep waiting for it to slow down, but it doesn't seem to be happening just yet.
Yeah. What we're talking about, if you haven't guessed already, is COVID-19. You've been kind of on the forefront here locally when it comes to figuring out where folks are, where they stand health-wise.
Yeah. You know, we're doing everything we can to make sure, you know, patients in our community can get tested and get treatment and get the care that they need in these trying times.
Yeah, we started out, as you would expect, when something new comes around, a little bit slowly across the country and being able to test for some of these things, but then things really started to speed up rapidly. And have you been surprised at the rate in which we've been able to develop and then improve upon some of these testing systems?
You know, I really am. I really am. Usually it takes years to develop some of these tests. And the COVID-19 test that we're using now in the laboratory really became available in spring of 2020, very shortly after the pandemic hit the U.S. So vendors really pulled together and got stuff figured out and got it out pretty quick. The manufacturing process to ramp up those in large numbers hasn't quite kept up, but the technology is definitely there and moving quickly.
You bet. And that's really what we kind of wanted to talk about this morning in particular, was the a bit of a shortage now in testing opportunities out there. Can you talk a little bit about where we are with some of the testing capabilities?
Sure. Like I said, we do have testing in our laboratory. We have for over a year now. PCR testing. So you hear a lot of information out there about antigen testing versus PCR testing. We're really proud to have PCR in-house. There's not a lot of critical access hospitals that can offer that, and we can. So those are our high quality results that are available in about an hour, maybe a little bit more. The big problem with that is we just can't keep up with demand. If I look back to maybe end of May, first part of June, things seemed to be kind of slowing down at that time, and we were testing, you know, 4 or 5 patients a day. We had supplies to handle that. Pretty much anybody that came in our doors that wanted a rapid test got one. Fast forward to today, the number of patients that need testing is probably 5 to 10 times that number, but our supplies have not jumped that much. So we are kind of in a little bit of a pickle trying to cut back on who gets the rapid tests and who gets testing that we can offer through some different platforms.
Sure. How is that determined?
You know, it's really driven by our providers. They kind of assess those patients, the really sick ones, the ones where having that result quickly is going to impact how we treat them, are the ones that we give those rapid tests to. The ones that are mildly ill or even the ones that are asymptomatic that are just coming in for travel or pre-surgical type testing. Unfortunately, those we do tend to use some of our send-out tests, which take a little bit longer, but doesn't necessarily impact their care.
Okay. And does a person's prior medical history have to do with how they get prioritized?
Not necessarily, unless, you know, that's something that they're going to discuss with their doctor. But really, we're looking at how sick they are today, you know. And granted, yeah, if they're sick and they've got some history that puts them at higher, greater risk, their doctor may push us to do that rapid test.
Sure. Is this a symptom or something we're seeing all throughout the country right now?
It is. You know, we're a little bit more unique out here compared to some of the metro areas. You know, we're a county hospital. We're kind of the main healthcare provider for our community, which means we get everybody that needs COVID testing, and the majority of the people that need COVID testing. So we get the sick folks. We also get the ones that need COVID testing for travel or for preoperative reasons. So our testing volumes are up compared to our patient population. You look to the metro areas, they have more options. So their hospitals and clinics are really focusing on their ill patients that need testing for care, and those that need it for other reasons, for travel, for things like that, have other options. There's some other commercial labs available over in the metros that can kind of pick up some of that, whereas when we're kind of a one-stop shop out here, we're hit a little harder when we've got those increased volumes.
Sure. Do you see this as kind of just a dip in the supply chain temporarily, and this will pick back up at some point here?
We certainly hope so. I think one of the challenges is the manufacturer that makes our COVID tests also makes our flu and RSV tests. And if you've been watching the news at all, RSV's kind of hit us pretty hard right now too. So I think the manufacturers are trying to balance what kind of testing they put their energy into, whether or not it's RSV or COVID. They're trying to ramp up both of those, and I hope that they get there and get that capacity increased. Internally in the lab, we're looking at other options as well, different manufacturers, different vendors, different types of tests that we might be able to bring in to increase our capacity as well. We're working through all that stuff every day, trying to come up with plans to make sure everybody gets treated.
Sure, sure. Well, are there other options then for folks to use?
So there's always, Test Iowa in the way that it used to be has kind of gone away. We don't have that drive-up location anymore, but you can still do saliva testing through Test Iowa, and Cass County Public Health has those kits available. You can stop by. It's still not what we would call a rapid test. It is a PCR test, so it's that high-quality test. You get a kit from them. You can collect it at home. You send it via UPS into the state hygienic lab, and they get results back to you, I believe, in a few days is the turnaround time we're seeing on that.
Okay, so not too bad then for turnaround. Are all these tests fairly similar? You talk about saliva tests. I think most folks are familiar with the, up the nose with a swab test, that type of thing. Are there other variations?
Sure. Pretty much the collection method is going to be either saliva or up the nose. Occasionally you might see a throat swab in some places. We don't do much of that around here. Really, the difference in testing is how it's performed. It's either the antigen tests, which are more readily available. You could even run to Walmart right now and get an antigen test. They're okay. They're not as high of quality as the PCR test, but certainly if you're sick and concerned, you have symptoms and need a result quick and can't wait for us, antigen testing is an option. PCR testing is really the gold standard. It's what we have chosen to devote our efforts into doing here in the hospital. We just feel it's that level of test that we want to offer our patients, and it's the kind of testing that most places are requiring. So if you are needing testing for travel or for pre-procedural purposes, most of those are going to require a PCR-type test.
Okay, but they can still do that by appointment?
Yes.
Okay.
And then just give us a call at the hospital and we'll throw you in a schedule, and we have a little room set up right inside our ER where we swab you, so it's pretty easy to get in and out.
Okay, very good. So there are still some options out there, and there's always more information online too if folks would like to know more, but I guess bottom line is too, Mitch, if folks do think that they may have some sort of symptoms that lead them to wanting to get a test, if they're unable to do so immediately, take the proper steps beforehand too, right?
Yeah, we'll get you a test. I just can't guarantee a result same day. But if you're ill and think you need a test, come in, see us. It might require a little more isolation while we wait for that results, and a little more isolation ahead of time. And, anything you can do to prevent even getting sick, washing your hands, wearing those masks is going to help you on the front end as well.
Yeah. Have you seen a large uptick here lately in testing coming through the lab?
Definitely the number of requests has come up. I think as we've gone back to school, as people are kind of, getting out of the summer groove and getting back into confined spaces, respiratory illnesses of all kinds, COVID, RSV, and others are on the rise. And, unfortunately, it's hard to tell them apart without that testing. So we are seeing quite a few patients in looking for testing options.
Yeah, well, with such similar symptoms to the seasonal flu, too, we assume that when we get to this time of the year again, where we start to see flu cases pop up again, that probably there's going to be a need for more testing.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, last year was pretty unique. We saw very, very little flu. I think a lot of the measures we had in place to prevent COVID were preventing flu as well. But as we've relaxed some of those, we expect to see flu again this year. So, yeah, testing is going to be a challenge for a while now.
You bet. Well, in any case, if they have any questions, they can always call the hospital to find out what they need to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any of our clinicians here would be happy to answer any questions.
Excellent. Mitch Wiley, he's the laboratory director at Cass Health. Thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it. And boy, it's busy time there. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.